Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and this is part two with our good friends, Thor and Jenny Erlingsson from Alabama right now, also from Iceland. And they shared a great story of actually God having them go from Iceland back to Alabama, which was, whenever there's a major change like that, you do have to get confirmation, one, and then deal like you shared. And if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen, because it's a great explanation of what it means to walk with God through a time of uncertainty, both of, boy, I'm not sure that, you know, I don't know how I feel about this, and it doesn't make sense to me. I have to get to neutral. That took a while. Then you surrendered and God said, okay, let's go. And you thought of a certain way and you went, came back to Alabama, and it was kind of different than what you thought. And then that's when the real doubts come in, you know, like what is this all about? And are we sure we heard right and all that? But you know, you did. And you got a little bit pieces of encouragement. So pick it up from there. So tell us what now you're active in, and how has God continued to reinforce what he's doing in your life, in your family, your marriage, and then, you know, for you serving the body there in Alabama.
Yeah, I think, you know, we talked about the last session about just in March being encouraged by going back to Iceland and seeing what God did. And so when I was there, we actually met up with, you know, our friends, Heath and Rebecca, and which was always fun to see them as well, and just we're talking through this season as well, and he encouraged us to go back and read through. He said sometimes he has to do the same thing, read through what God has said. And so because you know, we have our house there, and we've rented the bottom floor and the top floor, but there's also the studio apartment that is still open. So he and I stayed there while the kids, which was great, stayed with their grandparents like two streets over. So it was just it was a vacation.
That's fun.
But so I would kind of linger there in the mornings. I began looking through old journals, because we still have a lot of like books on the shelf, a lot of things in that apartment, and read through, you know, my daughter's dream, but read through what I didn't even remember that I had written, just that heart desire to have a home in both places. So not just renting, but like a, just, but I just felt like this anchor in both places actually makes us stronger and gives us this flexibility to go back and forth and all of that. And, you know, when we were talking about it too, this move, I said, I just feel like this is bigger. This is about, it's not just one or the other, one place or the other. This is a bigger thing that God's doing. And so, yeah, so to read through that was just confirmation, because in the process, we had a lot of issues with our rental, so many different things for a brand new rental
in Alabama,
and just were like, Lord, we really want to get out of there. Our kids were like, we really want to, you know, a house, and just that place. Not, of course, not the same as the supernatural house we have in, you know, in Iceland, but we just felt that, and so that the door opened for that to happen.
Yeah, you know, we were feeling that, so we start asking, and then we start seeking and out, and through that, it's like Lord start opening doors, and we start walking around, because, you know, just a lot of different ways was not supposed to able to happen.
Yeah, that's how our income has been.
Our income has been, you know, just all that kind of stuff. So it's not supposed to be able to happen. So, but still, it's like, hey, you know, Lord is saying, I didn't close the door on you. You were closing the door on you. So keep on seeking and asking. And as we did, we ended up able to buy a house in Alabama. And that shifted, you know.
Even our peace. And for our kids, especially.
For our kids and for us. So, and yeah, so the like, kind of Lord opened those doors up without us kind of expecting that would happen
so soon
too.
Yeah. And it just brought so much freedom of just, I just, that back and forth. And so that was happening. And then with our conversations with our friends, our pastors about the specific role that we thought we were going to be entering into, that shifting. And then talking to us about, honestly, like, we need you guys for triage. You know, we need you. Who you are and what you carry, we need you to strengthen and be in these specific areas. So different than what we initially said. And even so, when we had the conversation and we thought even the provision aspect for it, like there was some time for it. But then the time in Quicken where that provision was there, and then the roles too. And so even with the prayer part, which is interesting because of Abide, overseeing, helping oversee prayer, helping to speak into really the culture of hearing the Lord. And even what he's been able to do over these past few months.
Actually, that's interesting because, like, again, we were asked to sort of roll and came here and assuming how it's going to work out and how to do. And that shifted all of it. And then now we're over prayer movement in our church to cultivate the prayer movement in our church. And actually, it's interesting. In my insecurity, always, you know, from, I know I talk a lot of insecurity, but in that was interesting, you know, I was sitting at the coffee shop with him and just talking, okay, so what, you know, what are we going to do? And
what's my job description?
Yeah, all that kind of stuff and blah, blah, blah. He just looked at me. No, we just need you to be you. We need you to walk in what you carry.
That's so cool.
You know, so like, I'm confirming, no, I'm not like everybody else. I don't have to be in the box. And I don't have to put myself into a box. Okay, so again, I had this opportunity for me to say, okay, Lord, what are you doing in me that they see that I don't see yet?
And other people see, and that's what's been happening. Our heart desire for St. Francis and shift the atmosphere for people to be anchored in the Lord and to hear him. We're seeing the same thing. So we begin to recognize God. Our call, our assignments have shifted. Our call is not just, is it Eastern Alabama? Our call really is to help people, I mean, latch onto the Lord, to anchor well, to know him, to be encouraged, to feel safe enough around us that they're just real and vulnerable. And then we can get to the heart of it. We can get back to the word. And it's interesting because in February, we had like a staff investment week. And that's even before our roles have been defined fully. And they had a part of it where we want you to vote on the staff member who embodies our church's cultural our values, like believing for the impossible, generosity, stewardship, all these different things. Just vote on the staff member. And at the end of it, he tied with another staff member embodying like the, and we're like, we haven't been here. And so then my friend was like, how is it that the one who came from Iceland, for, not even just we're putting, but for the staff people that he's embodying, and along with the other one, this is who embodies the cultural values, because he's been able to have conversations with people, be with the staff members who are feeling like tired, maybe burnt out, infuse encouragement, infuse joy, do all these things, have people feel safe. And it's, and I think that's what we've been getting bit by bit when people are like, we're so glad you're here. You have no idea. Like when we're around you, we just like this hunger. We've been able to talk about abiding. So it's in every conversation that we have about what it means to abide and all of that. Even, and I, it's really interesting that we're having our interview right now because we just last Wednesday, they've been doing a family series. So we both shared about what it means to be a family on mission. And we shared about this process to Iceland and even back, but we shared about abiding. We shared about doing our best to be a neutral and to really lean into what God's not just saying, but also what he's doing in each of us. And afterwards, to hear from several who've been in the ministry for decades to say, if we had this early in our marriage, like if we had this language and knew these things. And so it was just really just beautiful to hear and just to see.
Yeah, it was very interesting to see that how many people, just the language, to recognize what it means to be neutral. Even afterwards, I have people coming to me and say, I'm just in the park. I don't want to listen. So how do I get in neutral? Now the opportunity, you know, there's so many opportunities to meet with them and help them. Okay, let's take a step. The Lord's not mad at you. Yeah. It's now forward. And so don't sit in the past. Let's go now forward.
And for people to be like, what are you talking about now forward? You know?
I love it.
And especially, this is a interesting, to sitting with all those people. So I'm sitting with, you know, pastors, you know, and leaders. And I'm sitting and saying, they're talking. And I say, no, guys, it's now forward. You can't change the past. But we have opportunity to say yes to the Lord today, and they can change our future. So don't sit there. But it's interesting because a lot of believers, this is interesting because a lot of believers, they fall into that shame if they are failing as believers.
Or even in the ministry or whatever.
It's almost easier when you're not believing, you do something stupid, and now you give your life to Jesus, your sin is forgiven, now we can move forward, you're good, you don't think about that. But as a believer, when we sin or do a mistake or we feel like regret about something we did, it's like it can't pull us away from it because I should have known better. So I know I live in the shame of it, but it's just that, you know, no, let's go for now forward and let's move forward now and don't You can't change the fact, but the Lord can shift that for you. You can't. The Lord can't. So let's imbibe with Him in this and let Him fix it. Let Him move.
Yeah.
And so that's been our...
It's been great to see. So maybe part of it, and I think, is the abiding. Because, you know, even after that, another couple said, like, this needs to be a marriage. Like, we need this, like, more. But just that aspect of just helping people take their burdens off and just... like, let's go to the Word. What does God have to say? I mean, all of that has just been, it's been really cool. So, I mean, maybe God moved us, you know, there for, you know.
Just for a season to
share all that. Because it's just, so now you never these months of us talking about it. And we're like, no, this is John 15. So it's not a whole nother different thing. But it's John 15, but this is, it's just giving you language to help move forward mm-hmm. in your decisions. But now after all this months and really years we've been talking about it bit by bit, like now our friends are just like, okay, this couple, they need this. When can we get this? I mean, so mm-hmm. now the urgency and they're really more. And so, yeah, it's just been really interesting to see.
Especially after Wednesday that we spoke about, it was like, it was almost like the first time we kind of spoke together on the stage together and we really talked about it. And it was just, it's like, now people are coming. And like, hey, we want that. We've been believers. We've been in the ministry for years, but we need that.
Yeah.
So this has been an interesting, what we say a lot of times, you know, I'm gonna bless you to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessing you in this, and like, of course, for a lot of our minds, they go to money and different stuff. No, I'm blessing you to be a blessing, to give it away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great opportunity. So it's been that has been an exciting part. Going through their journey to come here and here and knowing that, no, it's not just Alabama, not just Iceland. It's, no, we are living wherever you want us to move us and able to share that aspect of it.
Yeah. And the beautiful piece of this is that, you know, when you're first going through it, God really can't tell you. He said, I'm going to have to show you. And as I show you, it'll start to come together for you. Because, you know, you're describing, you know, just the very beginning of this doesn't make sense. But, okay, we're in. Go to neutral and you go. It still doesn't make sense. And God says, don't worry. I'll show you. And talk about two things. One, Thor, at the very, very beginning, you got an understanding that what was happening in your soul was about this insecurity. And I need to show you your identity, which he's showing you. And so talk a little bit about that. And then secondly, is that God elevated you both to, you were looking at what am I supposed to do? What role am I supposed to have? And God basically said, you don't have a role. I'm gonna bring you to a kingdom ministry. Mm-hmm. You're going to serve the kingdom.
Yeah.
And that means you go where I'm going to be working. Because you know the truth, and you're going to live it, receive it, and you're going to give it away all over the place, way different than you thought. So talk mm-hmm. about those two aspects of, as that's starting to come together, because it's now giving you a little bit of a peace and a clarity. When you get the clarity, at least to that level, it does settle you down a little bit, and it gives you the encouragement of, oh, okay, now I see what's going on. So talk about those two things a little bit.
So with my insecurity and my identity in the Lord, it's been a journey of mine for a long time. You know, I have a past history of, like I said on one of the earlier for a podcast with you guys, identity, like no education, going through just again and again, feeling like a failure, don't fit in a lot of times, just... You know, what am I going to do? I'm the only one not going to graduate from college and da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Like, what job do I'm going to have? And all that kind of stuff as I was walking through the life. And it's interesting as I gave my love to the Lord, how the Lord has been working on my identity. And really, the last few years, it's like, no, son. Like you said, you know, I don't want to put you in a box. You're not going to be like everybody else. So I want you to be comfortable in that you don't have to look at others and want to be like them or act like them and do like them. You know, so I'm bringing you into another way with me to walk in the kingdom.
Yeah. By the way, just one thing about that is that, you know, to us, you know, we got to know you. That was, we already knew that. Is that, well, Thor, he's not going to operate in a box.
Mm-hmm.
He has a different view of it, and God's going to use that in a big way. And it's interesting that the truth of who you really were, God says, actually, that's what I'm.
Yes, exactly the canvas he needs to be able to use, right?
Yeah.
But it's interesting, you know, like for all of us, how, you know, as for me, it's like, it's interesting how much you fight it, how much you kind of.
You don't trust it because that word has been even before I sent. His mentor and outside church ministry that, you know, he worked for was like, I need you to be you. I don't want you to be. I mean, so many people who you are, that's what we need. But I think because it's not like he's not on the job description. Right. It's almost that trust of what do you mean who I am. But I struggle with who I am for so long. So that's what that's God who you want to, you know. So, yeah, it's been interesting.
It's been interesting and getting to this place now as a walking it out and to get more conference. And like I said, the Lord is giving those small pieces of the puzzle and how to work it out and be comfortable in that I know I need to follow him. Yeah. You know, I'm 1 Corinthians 1:9, I'm created to be fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he created me to be, and that's the only thing I need to be, and that's the prophecy is over me, and I just need to work that out, because from that fellowship all the other pieces gonna open. They're not gonna be like other people pieces, because I have a relationship with you, personal relationship with you that we want to develop. That's why, you know, so it's like, that's how I want to work out. And that's what we, like, it's interesting with all this journey. And even when they call us back to Alabama to get that anxious inside of me, and it's like, no, I'm dealing with something. And so it's like step by step, it's taking pieces out of my heart that I have believed or I have let root in my life. And it's taking the oaths and getting more and more comfortable, you know, to walk in his will. And that is the best or no better, is to walk in his will and walk it out. And being comfortable in that as a family, as a father, as a husband, because, you know, because when you don't have a job description, you know, what is the salary you're supposed to make? You know, where is the income going to come in sometimes? How are the kids going to, you know, so it's like, it's interesting. And now with our children, now they are walking with us in it and seeing my son and seeing my kids, how they are operating with people.
Yeah.
Loving people is just,
So that's been, I mean, I think what we're recognizing too, that what we care, so the healing that they walk in, they get to, you know, receive the fruit of, and it's so important for them, because we're seeing that even people saying similar things to them, like, man, we feel safe with your kids. Our kids feel safe with your kids. Mm. So the kindness, all those things that God has cultivated over these years, and even recognizing even when those insecurities come, it's like, Lord, thank you for like pinpointing them in us so that we can help our kids walk this out. Yeah,
you know, because sometimes, I say a lot of times, it walks up your back, those lights. It walk up your back and it walk in your mind. Then you get a picture of something that in the past and all that kind of stuff. But then you have to remind yourself, well, take every thought process, catch it. Mm-hmm. And even those pictures there, and even though this is walking up, it's not who you are. It's like, again, you have to always look, no, what does the Lord say about me? What is he leading me through? What is he doing in my life? And even those pictures are maybe there from the past or something which comes up, that's not who I am. And I'm not stepping in the sin. I'm just going to take the capsule and I'm going to, look at him. He's the author of my finish of my life. So I'm going to look at him in the midst of it and say, thank you, Jesus, for how much you love me. And then I can walk towards the victory of that too. So yeah, it's like, it's an interesting walk, but I'm telling you, it's nothing like it. Mm-hmm. When you allow yourself to say, no, Lord, I want to live in your will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not my will, not her will. We want to walk in unity, because I know in unity you can command a blessing, and I do want to live in the blessing.
Amen.
So
as he's helped you to see that your real ministry, which you know is going to be beyond just Alabama, it's going to be in Iceland, it's going to be lots of places, but as you started to realize that you're called into a kingdom ministry, how did that kind of give you a settling in of kind of syncing up with God's will in your soul that all this is where you're heading us, and it really changed then your perspective on just enjoying life. How did that kind of help you settle into that?
I think, I mean, it brought, took the pressure off of like, we don't have to be boxed into just Iceland
That's great.
Or Alabama, especially when we would get the questions when you're coming back, or even just recently we emailed our email list and let them know, you know, in this season, we are basing from Alabama, you know, just to let those who even get those who are supporting, you know, we're still, you know, operating that way because we're still taking trips. We're still doing ministry in Iceland, but we want to let you guys know, say that you can be spirit led with how you, you know, support. And if this is the end of your season, awesome. But it has allowed us to like, not to operate in more boldness with who we are, that recognizing, oh, Lord, our calling is to be in fellowship with you, is to know you. But it's not just the Iceland missionaries, it's not just these church staffers. Like, Lord, you've given us something that you have been actually cultivating since we've, in us personally, but since we've been married especially, that desire for people to know God, for people to be in a place of hospitality, to be safe, not to be like recovering issues, but like you are safe to lay it all out on the table. And there's not judgment, because guess what? This is part of your freedom, you know? And to bring them to the Word, to talk vulnerably and openly, and to bring encouragement, to pinpoint lies replaced with truth, that has been consistent. So I think that, I don't know why it surprised us, but to hear those things here that we were hearing in Iceland, right? In a different culture, different country, to hear that here from people, to sense that, and then to literally, legitimately hear it from people, the same things that we were hearing, it's been like, whoa, God, so the calling is actually different. The calling is not what we do. It is who we are.
Yeah.
And I'm big on identity. So I mean, identity is not what we do. It's who we are. But to actually be like, God, this assignment, this calling is not what we're doing. It's who we are and what you called us to cultivate with you, and then to overflow into other people. And so that has just brought, it really has brought confidence, not only in why we're here, because we see it. Like, we step into the room and, I mean, even our pastors are just like, man, we feel strength and we feel cover. We even feel protection when you guys are in the room. We're like, what? You know, especially in our struggle. We're like, you sure? You sure about that?
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
And I like to say that too, even in our struggle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, we are still learning how to walk it out.
But because it's with him, God's still doing what he's. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so it's like,
he doesn't need you perfect. He just needs you surrendered.
He just, hey, you want to follow me? Come on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Don't have to be perfect. I got you. That's the beauty with it. It's like, and so it's like a jacket falling off. No, I can just relax with the Lord. He got me.
Yes.
And I don't have to be perfect, but it's just step by step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for sharing all of that. It's such a, you know, we kind of felt it with you as you shared all this, you know, going through the uncertainty of it all and the struggle of it all. And just you, the key is, and this is what we, you know, hope all of us can receive, just like you illustrated, is just stay with them. And then all of a sudden it starts to come together. And as it comes together, you're now in this next phase, basically, where, you know, your insecurity is now secure. You're starting to realize who you are. You realize you have a kingdom ministry. You're being reinforced with that. You know, just like you said, those people saying, when you walk into the room, you bring strength, and you know that, well, it's not us. We're bringing the life of God, which is strength. You know, and we want you to experience that, you know, and that's why you're there. You're part of a kingdom ministry, but we can sense, you know, the sense of kind of peace with it you have and where it's headed. We're very excited for what's ahead. And Thor, when we're together in Iceland, it'll be fun to talk a little bit more about that you know, what's coming up. But Father, we're just so overwhelmed, really, by this story of just walking with you, and your heart is to bring them into this, into living the strength. They are the strength. You are the strength through them. And you've given them this kingdom ministry. You've given them reinforcement of just the identity that you have for them and that they're experiencing. And we just pray that they would continue now. And in this next phase, they would just see more and more and more supernatural things as they recognize that they're exactly in the right spot. And you're calling them to a much larger spot, and how exciting that's going to be. And we get the privilege of walking with them. And we just pray for that. May they live out the covenant, blessed to be a blessing, and may it continue. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us, guys. You are such a blessing. And I know our listeners have been blessed by every word just hearing your journey. So thank you for that. Thank you for your ministry. We do pray blessings over it. And to our listeners, if you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See. your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.